From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo discusses national and global issues with principal national institutions leaders. People's Consultative Assembly says local wisdom can help overcome climate crisis impact. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo met leaders of principal national institutions at the State Palace in Jakarta to discuss various national and global issues. As reported by Antara, he stated after the meeting on Friday, August the 12th, that primarily the government discussed global issues related to the food, energy, and financial crisis. The government also shared its views regarding Indonesia's domestic issues. President Joko Widodo also remarked that apart from discussing national and global issues, he and leaders of national institutions also held discussion pertaining to the upcoming 77th anniversary of Indonesia's independence on August the 17th. He further conveyed that the meeting coincided with the moment and the government also discussed that matter. In the economic sector, President Joko Widodo stated that he shared discussion with national institution leaders about the subsidy worth $34.1 billion, which may potentially burden the state budget. Deputy Chairperson of the Indonesian People Consultative Assembly, Lestari Murdiat, has urged the younger generation in Indonesia to utilize local wisdom in a bid to overcome the impact of the national climate crisis. The young generation must be able to prioritize local wisdom to respond to the threat of a crisis triggered by global climate change. Lestari Murdiat stated this on Friday, August the 12th, as reported by Antara, and said that efforts to explore local wisdom for responding to the challenges created by the crisis must be consistently carried out to reduce the potential of a bigger crisis post-pandemic. The government of Belitung District, Bangka Belitung Islands Province, is focused on completing the revitalization of the Hasanuddin Airport in Tanjung Pandan to ensure the success of the 2022 G20 Development Working Group meeting. The province is targeting that preparation for the meeting in Belitung be completed by the end of August this year. This was explained by head of the Belitung District Sahani Saleh during a virtual meeting on coordination for the G20 preparations as quoted from a statement on Friday, August the 12th, as quoted by Antara. The meeting is one of the working groups of Indonesia's G20 presidency that aims to discuss developmental issues in least developed countries, developing countries, and small developing islands countries. The 2022 G20 will take place on September 7 until 9, 2022. The Y20 communique document, which adopts the idea of all Y20 delegations, is expected to become a concrete solution and formulate recommendation in the G20 Leaders' Declaration. The Indonesian Y20 team expressed this expectation while meeting with Indonesia G20 Co-Sherpa Edi Priyopambudi at the Indonesia G20 Sherpa Secretariat Office, as reported by Antara on Friday, August the 12th. According to its official website, Y20 is a forum for future young leaders from G20 member countries for discussing, debating, and exchanging ideas regarding the agenda of the G20 presidency. Meanwhile, G20 is an international forum comprising 19 countries that work together to handle major issues. Indonesia is holding the presidency of the grouping this year. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. North Korea has lifted a mask mandate and eased other virus restrictions. On Saturday, August the 13th, days after leader Kim Jong-un declared victory over COVID-19. As reported by ChannelNewsAsian.com, today, the announcement comes after Pyongyang earlier this week blamed Seoul for causing this COVID-19 outbreak in the north and threatened to wipe out the South Korean authorities if necessary. Pyongyang's official Korea Central News Agency reported that virus restrictions were eased as the public health crisis created in the country was completely diffused and its whole territory was turned into a clean one free from the malignant virus in the shortest period. The news agency said the step for obligatory mask wearing was lifted in all areas except frontline areas and borderline cities, given that the whole country was turned into an epidemic-free zone. The UK Ministry of Defense has stated that blasts at a Russian-operated airfield in Crimea this week have significantly degraded its Davis Black Sea Fleet. The Saki base in the west of Russian-ruled Crimea was rocked by a string of blasts on Tuesday, killing one person. As reported by BBC.com, yesterday, the blast led to the loss of 8 Russian combat jets, the UK Ministry of Defense said in its daily intelligence update. Ukraine has not claimed responsibility, but satellite images suggest that the possibility of a targeted attack. The statement said the cause of the blast is unclear, but at least 5 fighter bombers and 3 multi-role jets were almost certainly destroyed or seriously damaged. Kenya's electoral official on Friday, August the 12th, blamed the delay in announcing the result of the country's presidential election on candidates' agents for slowing down the national tally of votes. As reported by CNN.com, on August the 12th, the chair of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission accused party agents of approaching the process like a forensic audit, saying they were disrupting the process. 3 days after the polls closed, 99.94% of results from polling stations have been submitted electronically, but only a small number have been verified and announced by the commission. The wait has heightened the anxiety across the country as Kenyans wait eagerly to find out the winner of the presidential race. Provisional results tallied by major TV stations showed frontrunners Raila Odinga and William Ruto neck and neck in the race. However, with more than 13 million out of some 14 million votes tallied, the broadcasters have stopped updating the tally as of Thursday night. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
The first news comes from Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. The Central Kalimantan Provincial Government has activated 19 posts in various areas that are considered to be prone to forest and land fires. The head of the Central Kalimantan Disaster Management and Fire Department, Valerie Tuan, in Palangkaraya on Thursday explained that the personnel in each post are active for 24 hours to collect data on hotspots, empowering the Peduli Api community and others. They continue to improve synergies and cross-sectoral coordination so that the anticipation and mitigation of forest and land fires in Central Kalimantan can be carried out optimally. Moreover, based on the forecast of the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency, the peak of the dry season in Central Kalimantan will occur in August this year. The next news comes from Biak, Papua. The Indonesian Museum of World Records, or MURI, awarded 6,400 Tifa musicians for the war dance in Biak Numfor Regency, Papua, making it a world record in 2022. MURI Operations Director Yusuf Ngadri in Biak Tuesday, August 9th, said that the MURI Charter, which broke the world record of thousands of Tifa musicians, was handed over to coincide with the celebration of the world's traditional day to the region of Biak, Heri Aryo Naap, as the initiator. The breaking of the MURI record for Tifa musicians was carried out in order to celebrate the 77th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia and the Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples. The attraction of beating the drums of the war dance was released by the region Heri Naap on the Cendrawasi Field, Pramuka Street, Imam Bonjol, and finished at the Hangar Field of the Manuhua Air Base. The latest news comes from Kendari, North Sulawesi. The opening of the 29th Musabaqoh Tilawatil Quran or Quran Reading Competition and Festival 2022 at the Southeast Asia Sulawesi Province level was marked with Ta'aruf Parade and Ethno-Religion Carnival on Wednesday, August the 10th. In the midst of the pouring rain, the Ta'aruf and Ethno-Religious Carnival parades from caravans of 17 districts and cities, high school students and madrasas throughout Southeast Sulawesi, plus Islamic organizations, associations and interfaith leaders in the province, started from Al-Kautsar Grand Mosque Kendari and finished at the religious monument in Kendari City. The 29th Musabaqoh Tilawatil Quran or Quran Reading Competition and Festival at the level of Southeast Sulawesi Province takes place from August 10th to 15th. At the release of the parade, Chairperson of the Southeast Sulawesi Indonesian Ulama Council, Kiai Haji Mursidin, said the parade of Ta'aruf and Ethno-Religious Carnival are also part of the color of religious moderation in Southeast Sulawesi so that interreligious tolerance is well maintained. Well, that was news from across Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event of August 13, 1926 about the birth of Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro is one of important figures for world politics, particularly in the 20th century. He led Cuba for 5 decades. He learned Marxism, Leninism, and anti-imperialism while he studied at the Law Faculty, University of Havana, Cuba. The belief had become the framework of thinking to change Cuba to be socialist country under leadership of Communist Party. His supporters said that Fidel Castro had returned Cuba to its people, but he was accused of suppressing opposition groups. Now we move to another event of August 13, 1960 about the independence of Central Africa. The Republic of Central Africa is a country inland of Africa which shares borders with Chad, Sudan, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Republic of the Congo and Cameroon, and formerly this country was a French colony called Ubangi-Chari, which achieved independence in 1960. The country fell into chaos after the Muslim-dominated opposition coalition, the SELECA, overthrew the government of President Francois Bozize. Interreligious conflicts have led to genocide of Muslims and massive displacement until now. We end today in history with the event of August 13, 1961, when the Berlin Wall was built. After the Second World War ended, Germany was divided into West Germany, which was controlled by the United States and its allies, and East Germany, whose control was under Soviet control. Berlin City was an important region considering its status as capital of Germany, since it was divided into two territories. Then many East Germans fled to the West because they didn't want to live under communist ideology. With the approval of the Soviets, Walter Ulbricht, as Chancellor of East Germany at that time, ordered steps to isolate East Germans. On August 13, 1960, barbed wire was installed with a length of more than 100 miles on the East Berlin border with West Berlin, which was later replaced by a concrete wall. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled State-Owned Enterprises Dominate Fortune's 100 Largest Companies in Indonesia. Fortune Indonesia magazine released a list of 100 companies that are included in the list of the largest companies in Indonesia based on revenues for fiscal year 2021. Companies included in this list not only consist of publicly listed companies in Indonesia, but also private companies.
In its official statements, Fortune Indonesia magazine said that the total income of the 100 companies included in the Fortune Indonesia 100 list reached almost 4,400 trillion rupiah, an increase of 20.62% compared to last year. Companies that can be included in this list must have an income of at least 8.41 trillion rupiah. Quoting the katadata.id report, in terms of performance, companies in Indonesia continue to lead to positive territory. This can be seen that last year, only 30% of companies managed to record revenue growth. This year, as many as 80% of them managed to record performance growth, both in terms of revenue or net profit. According to data from Central Statistic Agency, the total income of these 100 giant companies represents 25.81% of more than a quarter of the Indonesian economy. Of the total revenue, almost 49% of which was contributed by 19 state-owned enterprises, which are included in the Fortune Indonesia 100 list. Fortune Indonesia's editor-in-chief, Hendra Suprayitno, said the formation of a number of state-owned holding companies made several state-owned companies have significant revenue contributions. Responding to the inclusion of a number of state-owned companies in the top list of the country's largest companies, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir in Jakarta on Thursday, August 11, said this is an extraordinary achievement and concrete evidence of the success of the transformation in state-owned enterprises. This can be seen from 20 of the 100 largest companies released by Fortune are state-owned enterprises. Pertamina is in the first place, PLN or the electricity company at number 2, then in 4th and 5th are BRI, Bank, and Telkom Indonesia. Beyond that, Bank Mandiri is in 6th place and MindID is in 10th position. Erick Thohir said that Fortune's report actually gave a positive picture for the Indonesian economy. According to Erick, as many as 80 companies in the top 100 managed to record revenue growth in 2021. Whereas on the same list, in 2020, only 30 companies managed to record revenue growth. Well, that was My Indonesia Today.
Jadi semalam aku tak mampu tuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik membuatku terhipnotis, kamu membuat raga ini duadu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang semua tuk tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tersipu malu,
karena takut padamu. Ulalalalala, aku jatuh cinta. Ulalalalala, padamu. Ulalalalala, yang aku ingin kamu jadi pacarku.
Datang menghampiriku, berangan-angan kamu tempat duduk sampingku, pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Oh, other side, ku jatuh hati. Make me feels like berhati-hati. Wanna make it right to get your heart, want to get your right. Hiba masa, hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, kau di dalam panganku. Hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, let me sing this song for you. Pada pertama kau curi mataku, kedua kau kunci hatiku. Pandang-pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, lulu, kepada
kau begitu lucu.
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Manggulu Culinary from East Sumba. East Sumba Regency is one of regencies in East Nusa Tenggara province which has various foods. One of them is Manggulu. For the people in East Nusa Tenggara Island, known as Sandalwood Island, Manggulu is not strange because the food has been introduced from parents to their generation. Listener, besides being a typical food of Sumba, Manggulu also has historical value. During the colonial period, this sweet food was very popular with the Dutch soldiers. Even when they entered remote areas in East Sumba, they always brought this Manggulu food. Manggulu tastes sweet, looks like dodol or traditional cake, and it is small, which is considered easy to carry, and it is effective to suspend hunger. Listener, Manggulu is actually a food made from bananas which have been dried in the hot sun. This delicious food is known to be very simple, both in how to make it and how to serve it. The basic ingredients of Manggulu are very easy to get, namely cooked bananas and peanuts. But the making process takes much time because it goes through a natural process. Peeling bananas to become Manggulu takes up to 2 weeks. At first, the ripe kapok bananas must be dried first, then the peanuts are fried and the peel is removed. After the two ingredients become smooth and finally, it is mixed and formed into a dodol. If you use the traditional method, the formation of the Manggulu is done manually. But so far, The mixing and forming have been done with a grinding machine. This dodol like mangulu is originally packaged in dried banana leaves because the Sumbamis believe that dried banana leaves have preservative value. But now banana leaves start being replaced with plastic packaging. Listener, currently mangulu is only produced in small quantities in the home industry. Even though it doesn't use preservatives, this mangulu cottage industry can last up to 6 months. If you visit East Nusa Tenggara, mangulu can be an option for souvenirs. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Seberang sana gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia, kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi, indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia, kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. Hello, VOI listeners. Welcome back to miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, cultural arts activities resume after the easing activities after COVID-19 pandemic began to take effect. One of them is an event entitled Musim Semi Salihara 2022, which means Spring Salihara 2022, organized by the Salihara Art Center community. Through the jargon Bloom Again, the event presents a new spirit that includes not only art performances, but also exhibition. Nirwan Dewanto, Program Director of the Salihara Art Center community, explained that Bloom Again doesn't mean that in the past people like art, but it's time for art to take its place again. Nirwan said Spring Salihara 2022 is a form of commitment to continue to revive the spirit of the art after large-scale social restrictions during the pandemic. Although the pandemic is not over yet, it is hoped that Salihara can contribute to the community. The performances at Spring Salihara will be enlivened by performances from 14 individual artists from Indonesian and foreign art groups. Out of the total 14 artists whose performances can be witnessed, 4 of them have performed at Salihara. In addition to being different because it is held in a hybrid way, Spring Salihara 2022 also carries a special idea about puppet theater. It will feature a number of performances based on the tradition of puppetry in Indonesia, as well as art exhibitions developed from the treasures of puppet art, which are the roots of various modern Indonesian arts. Salihara will also hold a number of old performances, which will be shown through video archives. In addition to the event, there will also be an exhibition of Indonesian theater puppets at the Salihara Gallery. The exhibition, entitled Kelana Puppet, presented dozens of dolls from 9 Indonesian artists. Among them are the Senadidi Mimin Newspaper Doll, the Paper Moon Puppet Theater, the Dan Kisot Puppet Show, and the Harry Dono Puppet. Well, listener, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Coba untuk jelaskan. Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to Getting Over Dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Tanjung Perak by Paksi Band. Tanjung Perak song is very well known among the people of Surabaya, East Java, because it was popular in the 90s and became famous again after Didi Kempot performed the song. Although this song is popular and many singers sing it, until now, no one knows for sure who the creator is. From some information, it is said that this song is adapted, both the rhythm and the lyrics, from a Dutch song. However, some of the lyrics have been changed. The original title of the song is We Got Naar Zandvoort aan de Zee. Well, listener, here is Paksi Band with the keroncong song entitled Tanjung Perak.
Waktu terang bulan, udara bersinar terang. Teranglah sekali di kota lah Surabaya. Belum berapa lama saya duduk dengan tenang. Datang kawan saya si Joko itu namanya. Ayo rame-rame ke kota Tanjung Perak. Panggil satu taksi kita bersorak bersama. Taksi Tanjung Perak tepi laut. Siapa suka boleh ikut. Bawa gitar, rotong piyol, jangan lupa bawa anggur. Tanjung Perak, tepi laut. Waktu terang bulan, udara bersinar terang. Teranglah sekali di kotalah Surabaya. Belum berapa lama saya duduk dengan tenang. Datang kawan saya si gendut itu namanya. Ayo rame-rame kota Tanjung Perak, panggil satu taksi, kita bersorak bersama. Taksi Tanjung Perak, tepi laut. Siapa suka boleh ikut. Bawa gitar, kroncong, piyol, jangan lupa minum anggur. Tanjung Perak, tepi laut. Yo. Thank you.
at Tanjung Perak tepi laut. Siapa suka boleh ikut bawa gitar keroncong biol, jangan lupa bawa anggur. Tanjung Perak tepi laut at Tanjung Perak tepi laut. Siapa suka boleh ikut bawa gitar keroncong biol, jangan lupa minum anggur. Tanjung Perak tepi laut at Tanjung Perak.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selatan Bandung Raya diiringi katanan merdu mesra. Terima kasih deh, janganlah lupa air mata. Doa ku ucapkan, selamat jalan, selamat berjuang, Bandung Selatan, jangan dilupa. Serta doa ku ucapkan, selamat jalan, selamat berjuang, Bandung Selatan, jangan dilupakan.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.
Thank you.